Regulations and expenses are hampering an effort to reduce the number of train whistles in the South Walkerville area of Windsor. There's a city administration report going to the Environment, Transportation and Public Safety Standing Committee that tells us train whistles cannot be stopped due to a lack of warning systems and safety measures at a number of crossings along the rail track that runs through that residential area. Ward 4 Councillor Mark McKenzie raised the issue during a meeting of council back in January. He was looking to end the train whistles between the hours of 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. unless absolutely necessary. Well, the report came back saying, they're not going to stop. Councillor Mark McKenzie spoke with AM 800's Rusty Thompson.
ETR has kind of given us a few things to consider. One of them, was to put in, actual lights and arms that come down at all the crossings. And one was kind of one that I think they knew that we wouldn't even address, which was actually closing Hall Avenue at the railroad tracks and then making, turnaround loops and, to try to redirect traffic to Tecumseh Road or Lincoln. But at the end of the day, the price tag's coming in at around $3 million, and they're trying to say that the city has to unfortunately pay for all of that if we want to do any of it.
So right now, it seems like the overall theme of the response is this is not feasible at this time based on federal government rules or associated safety costs.
Yeah, exactly. And from the beginning, we knew that this was going to be kind of an uphill battle, right? I mean, they're federally regulated, so there's not much that the city can do, unfortunately. So when I brought this motion forward, I was like, okay, let's try to figure out, what some of our options are here. And unfortunately, some of the options that were brought back just aren't financially feasible, especially right now with the cost of inflation and everything. We've kind of gone back to them and said, well, can you at least lower the volume of the train whistle? ETR is saying that it's at the lowest that they're allowed to have it at, the lowest volume they're allowed to have it at, but said that maybe one option would be actually putting the whistle under the actual train engine, I guess, instead of having it on top. And I guess that's something that they do in some jurisdictions in the U.S. So they're going to be speaking, I guess, with the federal government to see if that's something that is actually regulated in Canada. They're just not quite sure if they're actually allowed to do that or not.
So I guess right now this is really going to be a long-term issue. If you keep on searching for those, mitigation measures, because really the ultimate goal of reducing those train whistles either comes with a big cost or a lot of hoops to jump through, it seems.
Absolutely, yeah. And what's really disappointing is that this wasn't brought forward, a couple years ago, because the federal government actually Transport Canada had a fund in place where they would actually fund up to 80% of projects, to mitigate train whistle noise in neighborhoods such as this. So if this was brought forward by a previous councillor or previous council, we would have been able to apply for some of those grants that the federal government was offering through Transport Canada. But unfortunately, all the money that was allocated towards that has already been dispersed last fall. So we're just a little late to the game right now. So, we have contacted the federal Transportation Minister, Omar Algebra. I've been in contact with Brian Massey's office, and I've sent some emails to Eric Kazmierczyk's office as well. Unfortunately, I haven't heard back from his office yet, but I'm hoping that, maybe our local MPs can try to, get some funding from the federal government, because I think it's just, $3 million for the city to spend on this just isn't feasible at the moment. And of course, closing Hall Avenue isn't something that we're going to entertain either. I think that would just destroy a whole neighborhood and cause headaches for thousands and thousands of residents.
So I guess what's the big message to the people of your ward? Doesn't sound like you're giving up on this, but what's the message to them given what you've learned so far from your response to your question?
Yeah, I'm not giving up at all. My message to residents is, contact Brian Massey's office, Eric Kazmierczyk's office, and as well as Omar Algebra's office, and say, look, we all want this done. The federal government needs to step up. This is something that should have been done 20, 30 years ago, right? And the fact that it wasn't is kind of the problem. It shouldn't it shouldn't have been like this, you know, to begin with. So we need their help, right? They had money allocated towards this. I think it was something like $40 million that was allocated towards this previously. So, you know, maybe we can still access some of those funds if there is any still available somehow. And, you know, just we need your help, right? Because, again, it's federally regulated. So as a municipality, we can only do so much. And we've kind of done what we can. So now we need the federal government's assistance.
I didn't see that in the report. Is that something you kind of learned during this process about that money being available?
Yeah, so that's something that I kind of learned doing my own research, that there was some funds available in some other municipalities. Kamloops, for example, has had some similar issues as Windsor has, and they were able to apply for these grants. So yeah, it sounds as though, you know, we're not alone in this, and it's not just due to whistle noise. It's also safety issues in other matters, you know, putting up fencing and stuff like that. So there was that fund available, and I'm just hoping that maybe the federal government will, you know, maybe extend that fund, maybe put some more money into it, or maybe, you know, allow us to put in an application now. I know we're, you know, a few months late on it, but maybe they would allow us to still submit and actually consider our application. So these are things that I'm discussing with our administration as well to see if it's possible.
That's Councillor Mark McKenzie. Transport Canada has offered grants to provinces, territories, municipalities, and local governments through its Rail Safety Improvement Program to help improve rail safety and reduce the injuries, the fatalities, all related to rail transportation. Through some improved lighting, their upgraded rail crossing signals, pedestrian overpasses, and also research into new safety technologies. But the application period for the funding is now closed, according to the Transport Canada website, to get some of those grants to do that. The committee this will go to will be meeting next Wednesday afternoon to see the report and hear what had to be said about making any changes to the trains.